How to overcome the fear of a heart attack, specifically how to overcome cardiophobia or heart anxiety. If you're dealing with anxiety, one of the most intense symptoms you can experience are heart palpitations, skipped heartbeats. You might be getting chest discomfort or chest pain. You might be getting dizziness or feeling lightheaded. You might have shortness of breath or something that I was experiencing as well, which is your blood pressure was elevated. And you might be thinking, am I having a heart attack? You might be going to your doctors trying to figure out what's going on, and the doctors are saying there's nothing wrong, your heart is fine. They may have done a series of tests, and you might be concerned thinking, what if my heart explodes, or what if my heart gets too tired? This is something that I was dealing with when I was on the anxiety recovery journey. My heart palpitations all started from a panic attack and I didn't know what was going on. In this video, I want to share with you exactly what is going on so that you can focus on overcoming this. This is a video I wish I would have had when I was struggling with anxiety. So let's get it started. Now, first thing to mention is to make sure you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctor. Don't use these videos or any other videos on the internet to self-diagnose or try to identify. Believe it or not, figuring out if you have a heart condition is actually very effective in today's day and age. Doctors are very good at identifying it. And the last thing you need to do is try to self-diagnose or play doctor yourself. Make sure you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctor before watching videos like these. That being said, if this video really resonates with you and you want to have more information on the recovery journey and overcoming this, make sure to check the description box below. There's a bunch of great resources to help you begin your recovery journey. That being said, it's often worth asking, how does all of this start? Well, anxiety sufferers often feel like their cardiophobia or their heart anxiety comes out of nowhere. Oftentimes, though, what I have found is that a lot of people fall into this cycle from having an initial panic attack. Now, when they have a panic attack, they didn't even know it was a panic attack. And because panic attacks are so physical, what often happens is that they notice that their heart rate is still elevated way after a panic attack. I remember I used to sleep with a blood pressure cuff. When I used to wake up in the morning, I used to check my blood pressure. That was the first thing I would check. And my heart rate was through the roof. And this was me laying down. I didn't even know why my heart was racing. So I stopped exercising. I stopped going out. I kept going to the doctors trying to figure out what was going on. And every time I did that, the doctors said it was fine. Now, you might be experiencing these symptoms. So what's going on? How do doctors identify what's happening? Well, doctors have a series of tests that they do. Initially, it starts with an initial consultation or initial assessment. What they do is they basically do a medical history and they really see what your chances are of heart disease and what other risk factors you have. They do physical examinations, basically looking at you as an individual. Besides that, they also do diagnostic tests. These come as ECGs, as echocardiograms, and they do blood tests. Now, these blood tests are very accurate. Sometimes the doctor will go above and beyond, or if the doctor feels like the tests are inconclusive, which is they'll do monitoring. Specifically, they'll have a Holter monitor that you strap around yourself, and basically you have that on for a few days, and it gives the data required for your doctor to evaluate to make sure your heart is healthy. Now, your doctor might not do a Holter monitor. They didn't do it for me. They were pretty clear that I was healthy. I was in my young 20s and that my heart was fine. And they just said it was anxiety. But I could never understand why my heart was palpitating. Why was it when I was just laying down, when I was trying to relax, my heart rate was through the roof? I could understand if I was running away from something or if I was playing extreme sports. Sure, but my heart felt even higher. My heart rate felt even higher than that and I was just laying down. So naturally, the conclusion I came up with is, what if I'm having a heart attack and the doctors are missing it? What if my heart explodes? In fact, I was worried, what if my heart gets too tired? There's no way a heart can beat for this like long and this hard for this sustained period of time. Eventually it's gonna get tired, right? On top of that, my blood pressure was through the roof. So anytime I Google search my symptoms, basically Google would just say, oh, okay, you're having high blood pressure, your heart rate is elevated and you're stressed. Well, you know, you're gonna have a heart attack. So what's going on here? Well, it's important to understand that these tests that your doctors do are very accurate. Your doctor is very good at identifying if your heart is healthy or not. So if you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctor, the good news is that it's anxiety. Now, a lot of times people are fearful that the doctor has missed something or that it's an onset of a heart attack. Maybe they had a family member that had a heart attack or they know somebody where, you know, heart disease came in the way. And so they naturally have this fear that this might happen to them. Now, a lot of these fears happen because people don't really know what's happening. Nobody really explained to you why you're experiencing heart palpitations. So I want to give you a few moments to really help you understand why is your heart palpitating and why the doctors are saying it's just anxiety. Again, if you want more resources on this, I'm going to cover it a bit in this video, but if you want to go deeper, make sure to check the description box down below for additional resources. Basically, what's going on is that everybody has a stress baseline or a stress threshold. Your body's really good at handling stress. This could be work stress, this could be relationship stress. But what happens is that when you hit a threshold, when you hit a certain baseline, what happens is that your body goes into the survival mode. We often call this the fight or flight response, but it's a very intense fight or flight response. Now, historically, this had advantages, right? Imagine if you were in the middle of a tribal warfare or you have tigers coming at you. Your body needs to gear up for that. So what happens as a consequence is that your body has physiological changes. One of the things that it does is that it starts producing additional stress hormones. This comes as epinephrine, cortisol. And one of the things that happens is that your heart ends up palpitating more. Your heart is one of those organs that's very sensitive to stress hormones. Every organ in your body is, but your heart is, it's very noticeable for you that there's physiological changes. If you ever watched movies like Pulp Fiction or, you know, any movies where somebody's heart stops, you often see like the main character or somebody basically inject them with this epinephrine and then their heart starts beating again. Well, basically what's happened is that your body's naturally creating that adrenaline. Now, why is it naturally creating that adrenaline? Well, because it recognizes that you're in a stress threshold, your nervous system has become sensitive to threats, so it wants to make sure that you stay alive. So what it's gonna be doing is that it's gonna be circulating these stress hormones through your body constantly, even when there's no threat, because it wants you to be prepared for danger. Now, what's happening as a consequence of that is that you are experiencing heart palpitations because your body is in this survival mode. There's nothing wrong. In fact, your body's doing exactly what it is supposed to do. But here's the problem. There is no tiger, right? There is no tribal warfare. So why are you experiencing heart palpitations even when there's no threat? Well, this is the amazing thing about the body. The body recognizes that if there was a threat once, well, the body's gonna make sure that if the threat returns, that you're prepared. So your body will never leave your side. Its main focus is to keep you alive. And so if it saw a threat once, even if the threat disappears, even if there's nothing wrong, your body's not gonna let it go that easily. All it takes is one mistake for the tiger to catch you. And that's it, and that's game over. So your body wants to make sure that it's prepared. So what's happening is that you're experiencing heart palpitations, heart flutters, whatever you're experiencing in this moment. A lot of people, it's heart palpitations. For some people, it can be skipped heartbeats. That's a little bit more rare, but whatever these symptoms are, you're experiencing this even when there's no threat. So what's happening is that your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Now, something interesting is also going on in the background. While you're experiencing these physical symptoms like heart palpitations, one of the things that's also happening is that your brain is coming up with worst case scenarios as a way to protect you. See, your body will have physiological changes, but your thoughts are also going to change as a consequence. So if you're in the survival state, if you're in a stress response where there's actual danger, your mind's going to be coming up with scenarios in order to protect you. So it's going to start thinking of worst case scenarios. The example I like to give is your mind comes up with all these bad case scenarios, grabs the scariest one and magnifies it. This is a protective mechanism. It wants to make sure that you're looking at things as the worst case scenario so that you can prepare for it. So what's the natural conclusion if you're feeling heart palpitations? There's no tiger, there's nothing wrong, and you're naturally scared of it, even when you're just laying down and no one's giving you an answer for what's going on. Well, the natural conclusion is that you're gonna have a heart attack. And even if you don't come to that conclusion, if you Google search your symptoms, well, what is Google gonna say? Google's job is to share with you what it thinks you need. It's not gonna say that you're struggling with anxiety. It's gonna say, oh no, it's heart attack, because more people search heart attack. And so basically what's happening is that you're experiencing these symptoms, you don't know what's going on, your mind is thinking up of worst case scenarios, and as a consequence, you're naturally thinking, what if I have a heart attack? Your anxiety is also gonna look at your memory bank. It's gonna look at, did anybody in the past have a heart attack? Oh, I had a friend, I had a family. So it starts thinking, oh my God, it happened to them, it could happen to you. Again, it's just the survival mode turning on and your mind and your body trying to protect you. So what often gets people stuck in the cycle is that they just don't know what's happening and their anxiety is trying to keep them alive and trying to think of worst case scenarios in order to protect you, but it's actually making things worse. So it's important to understand that what you're experiencing is just excess adrenaline. There's nothing crazy complicated. There's no crazy story that the doctor is missing anything. It's simply just your body's producing excess adrenaline. And so what do you do here? Well, one of the biggest fears I had was that I didn't want to do things because of my heart elevated, that, you know, I felt like my heart was going to give out, or that if I pushed myself too far, that, you know, again, something bad was going to happen. And basically, I started treating myself very fragile. I stopped going to the gym. I started losing a lot of weight. My heart rate was always up. I also noticed my heart rate would change if I lied down or if I like stood up too quickly. I would get dizzy very fast. And like, I just didn't know what was going on. And also, I became very hyper-focused on my heart rate. I would always check my blood pressure. I'd always use one of those blood pressure cuffs, check my heart rate. And then I would even show it to my parents. I'm like, look how high it is. Well, the first thing is to acknowledge the fact that your heart is healthy. You have to believe this. Look, if you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctors, if you've gone to several doctors and they're telling you it's anxiety and there's nothing wrong, the issue now is not your heart, is that you're having intrusive thoughts that you're too identified with. Your intrusive thoughts are telling you, oh, the doctor missed something, and you're believing the trick. So you have to first acknowledge that there's nothing wrong with your heart. Sure, your heart is still gonna be pumping a little bit harder. It's gonna be having more palpitations, but deep down, inherently, your heart is healthy. Now, the second thing to do, which is really hard to do, is stop checking your heart rate. I know a lot of people are very hyper-focused on their heart rate. Is it up? Is it down? But really what I'm gonna say is let the heart beat as hard as it wants. If your heart rate wants to go 120, let it go. If it wants to go higher, that's fine. If it wants to come back lower, let it. Don't try to fix it. See, you've been checking your heart rate with the idea that if the heart rate's up, okay, maybe I can do something to lower the heart rate. You don't need to do anything about the heart. The heart can take care of itself. What you really actually need to do is step away from it. Quit trying to fix this. Let the heart do what it needs to do. See, fundamentally what's happening is that the heart is just burning off the adrenaline. So let the heart burn off the adrenaline. Don't get in the way. Whenever you get in the way, you try to fix it, you fear it, you try to fight it, you're actually adding more adrenaline, which just means your heart needs to pound more and more. This is what leads to the cycle. This is why heart palpitations stay so long. You're fearing it, you're adding more adrenaline. Your heart needs to burn that excess adrenaline and it becomes this vicious cycle. So the way to break it is to let the heart beat. And if you're gonna let it beat, then there's no reason to check your heart rate. Why check it? If it's up, let it be up. If it's down, it's gonna be down. It's not a big deal. Now, once you start getting better, you can go back to it. Once I overcame this, I realized there was nothing wrong with my heart. It was just all anxiety. I have my Apple Watch right there. I've been wearing it for years. I'm never checking it. In fact, I forget that we have that heart rate thing. I like to check it when I'm working out just to see what zone I'm in. But other than that, I really never check my heart rate. But really what's going on is that there's an idea that you're thinking worst case scenario because that's how anxiety works. And on top of that, you're experiencing symptoms and creating narratives around those symptoms. So this is why I always say, if you're really dealing with cardiophobia, the first thing you need to do is understand the mechanics of anxiety. Truly understand what's going on. Doctors are just making sure that there's nothing physically wrong, but it's important to understand what's going on. And it's often two things. Number one, understanding how cardiophobia works. And then second, recognizing the intrusive thoughts that are fueling it and the identification of those intrusive thoughts. The last thing I'm gonna mention is that one of the biggest fears I had was that my heart just wasn't gonna be strong enough, that it was palpitating for a very long time, and that it was gonna get tired over time. What I actually realized is that the heart muscles are incredibly strong. And even if the heart has been palpitating for months, years, it can actually handle it. Your heart is incredibly strong and incredibly resilient. So if you're fearful of that, don't worry about it. If you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctors and they're saying it's fine, it's okay. Recognize that stressing about your heart, stressing makes things worse. Let your heart burn off the adrenaline and you will see the heart calms down by itself. And your focus will shift. You won't always be focused on your heart. Just let yourself live and just tell yourself anytime your heart's palpitating or you're feeling breathless or you're feeling your blood pressure's up, it's just anxiety burning itself off. I hope this makes sense. It's one of the most common symptoms anxiety sufferers have, and it is often very much connected when they're experiencing panic attacks. If you really want to know more on the recovery journey, I highly recommend checking out some videos on this channel to help you on the journey. Stay strong.